The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want to run into St. John the Baptist in a dark alley on a dark night. He's kind of a frightening figure. You know, he's wearing camel hair garments, God knows when he cleaned them, a leather belt, which was probably just a strip of leather that he wore around his waist. He ate locust and wild honey. Did he ever brush his teeth? You know, he's a frightening figure, but it's a good figure because he was an apocalyptic prophet. So his looks and his behavior were very appropriate to the role he was called to play. He was an apocalyptic prophet, just like Isaiah. Apocalyptic prophets are those who go around and say, "Get ready, things are going to happen shortly. The Lord's going to come again. Are you ready to welcome him?" Isaiah talked about that, and certainly John talked about that, and he was very clear. In order to be ready, you have to repent. That's his message. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And those were the first words of Jesus, too, in his public ministry. He, too, said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So we get this clear message that even though we're being told that the world is going to come to an end and people will be judged and some will go to heaven and others will go to hell, we have to prepare for that. And the best way to prepare is by repenting of our sins. That's one of the ways in which we say to God, "God, I want to be your disciple. I am sorry for the evil that I have done. I want to be with you for all eternity." So we hear that both in Isaiah and in John. And Isaiah, again, he's an apocalyptic prophet, gives us this beautiful image of what the fulfillment of God's plan looks like. We're talking about wild animals sitting down together, eating together. We're talking about a child that is able to put his hand on the viper's den and nothing happens. This beautiful, beautiful, peaceful kingdom. So peace is very much a part of what God wants for us. And that's the fulfillment of his plan. So if we want to be part of that peace, we have to do what we're called to do as disciples. And last week, we certainly heard that word peace quite a bit, because that, again, is very much central to what God wants for all of us. And one of the questions that we could take away from last week's readings was, am I a peacemaker? Am I furthering the kingdom of God? Am I building it up? Am I encouraging God to come again by being a peacemaker? Because when I make peace, when I am a peacemaker, like the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus, I'm making it easier for other people to see the goodness of God and come to the Lord. So every one of us, as a disciple of the Lord, is called to be a peacemaker. And today's readings, we have the word justice. Justice is another hallmark of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will be real justice. Now, we look around the world today. Yes, there is some justice, but clearly there is a lot of injustice in the world. Things are not the way God wants them. Why do I say that? Well, if we look at the violence in the world, if we look at the poverty in the world, those are instances of somehow we human beings participating in injustice. But we Christians are called to be people of justice, to go into the world and create justice, to be just, to look at our own lives and ask, is there anything I'm doing, any way I'm living, that contributes to the injustice in the world? Because certainly when we go before the Lord, we will be judged on how just we were or we weren't, just as how peaceful we were or we weren't. But because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I have the ability to go forth, like John the Baptist, like Isaiah, and to say to other people, this is wrong. This is wrong. And the Lord's coming. You don't want to be caught short, but you want to do what you need to do to reconcile yourself to God and to your brothers and sisters. And one of the ways in which we do it, again, is by repenting. And of course, we have the sacrament of penance, a wonderful sacrament where we go in with our sins, we come out totally cleansed of them. And as we hear in the Old Testament, when we confess our sins, God takes them and he puts them behind his back. So he's not going to remember them. He's not going to remind us of them. So that's the goodness of God. God gives us everything we could possibly want or need so that we can be peacemakers, so that we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. He lets us know the wisdom of that he has for us so that we can be people who are just, who act justly. And of course, if we think of the perfection of justice and mercy and peace and all those wonderful gifts, it's Jesus. I mean, really, did we deserve him? Did we deserve to have God come to us in human form, suffer and die? I mean, if he was truly just the way we are just and the world is just, he wouldn't have come. But because of his great love for us, he came to show us the way, to show us the way to be peacemakers, to be people of mercy, to be people who are just, people who can go out into the world and say, it's all about God. So let's turn back to God and do what we're called to do in order to help bring about the coming of our Savior at the end of time. And that's very clear, again, in John and in Isaiah. God is going to come. Everything will come to completion. And those who are faithful will celebrate for all eternity in heaven. And then the image that John gives us of those who are not going to be saved, it's all about fire, unquenchable fire, something horrible. So we have a decision to make on what side we stand. And then we have to back that up with our actions, not just words, but actions, to take a look at our lives and to discern, to be critical, to evaluate, to say, well, you know, I'm selfish in this way. I don't think of other people. I'm judgmental. Only certain people get my attention. And then when I know that that is how I'm acting, I can change. And God helps us to change so that we can be more and more generous, more and more loving, more and more just like Jesus Christ, because again, he is the model of everything that we do. So as you go forth this week, I encourage you to think about that word justice, to look at it in your own lives, to, you know, hold our feet to the fire. Are we really acting justly? Do we take more than we need? Do we judge other people and ignore them? All different ways of asking that question, am I a just person? And let's ask that and then make some changes in our lives so that we can be more like Jesus, who is perfect in his justice. And again, perfect in his justice because he showed his love for us that even in our sinfulness, he came to save us. That's real justice, the justice that only God can give, but he wants us to let it flow through us to other people. So are we just? And if not, let us repent of that injustice. So one day we will be ready for the coming of the Lord and hopefully be judged worthy to share the lot of the light with the saints in heaven for all eternity.
Mm-hmm.